Definitely policy related matters, whether, you know, and you, many do, and I certainly do argue that, you know, we shouldn't be jamming a bunch of policy in the budget as it is. But it's particularly frustrating when policy, not budgetary matters, is what you know, prevents us from getting to an on-time budget. So it's looking like a couple of the governor's proposals on discovery and cell phone locks in schools are two of the things that are delaying it a little bit. And I don't even necessarily know if it's delayed because of an argument in policy, but really that negotiated language just has not been produced yet. Many others, including the DA's Association, are arguing that cases are being dismissed on technicalities due to the inability to deliver all requisite documents to the defense attorneys. And we have looked at that, are looking to create more flexibility so that district attorneys aren't losing cases on technicalities. So, but really, that we're still just waiting on the language on that. And hopefully it'll be coming soon, because it sounds like from everything we're working on, you know, we can get through the budgetary parts, but it's really just getting the language so we can get to the table to negotiate the particulars, the legalese on the language.
Are there any holdups as far as the financial side, or is it just the policy issues?
No, it's really the policy issues, and these shouldn't be that, and I don't think they're going to be that difficult once we actually get language on the table to get this done. You know, I don't think there's a huge gap between where the Assembly and the Senate and the governor are. It's just a matter of getting the, you know, getting the work done, getting this stuff, getting everybody to the table. You know, it would have been great to have an on-time budget. I was really hopeful for that, but we're not going to see that. So we'll be passing a budget extender tomorrow morning. And then we'll be working on this through the week. And, you know, hopefully by the end of the week, we'll have a budget, you know, finished and ready to go.
How likely will the budget be passed on time?
It will not be passed on time. It just won't be. We're gonna vote on an extender tomorrow so that we can pay our bills, make sure all the employees in the state are paid, except the legislature. The legislature does not get paid when the budget isn't done on time. But a lot of these things are out of our hands. We have to rely on the governor to deliver the language so that we can negotiate off of that. So, you know, a little frustrating, but hopefully it won't be too late this year.
How hopeful are you that it gets done before the week's out?
I think it will. Like I said, we're all in a, you know, relative, I'm not going to say agreement, but like it's not like previous years where there was these huge, huge issues and these huge gaps and where the Assembly and the Senate and the governor were not that far apart. But we do need to get to work, and, you know, we need to hurry up. I do think we'll come together pretty soon here and come to an agreement. I'm hoping by the end of the week.